Welcome to D10B College. Today we're building a subweight roller for Pirate Radio Energy in Ableton Live 12, aimed straight at jungle and old school drum and bass vibes. Think deep pressure, rude attitude, and a groove that keeps moving without falling apart. This is the kind of bass line that sits under the break and makes the whole track feel like it's rolling forward on its own momentum. The big idea here is simple. Beginner bass lines often go one of two ways. They're either too busy and they steal the low end from the drums, or they're too plain and they don't really drive anything. A proper roller needs both movement and discipline. It has to be dangerous, but controlled. It has to hit hard in mono, and it has to leave space for the kick, snare, and break to breathe. So let's build it like a real tune, not just a sound design loop. Start by creating a new MIDI track and load operator. You can do this with analog as well, but operator is great for beginners because the sub is easy to keep clean. Set up a 2-bar MIDI clip and keep the first idea very simple. Don't try to write a full melody. We're making a groove engine. A strong starting shape is one long note on the downbeat of bar 1, then a shorter note placed around the snare space, then another answer in bar 2, and maybe one tiny pickup if the phrase needs more push. Keep most of the notes in the same octave at first. In this style, rhythm does a lot of the heavy lifting. What to listen for here is whether the bass leaves room for the snare, and whether the phrase feels like it's pulling you forward instead of just looping in place. If it already sounds crowded, remove notes before you add any defects. That's a huge beginner win right there. Less can absolutely hit harder. Now build the sub first, and keep it boring in the right way. Use a sine style foundation and operator. The goal is not character yet. The goal is stable weight. Keep the attack very fast, the decay controlled, the sustain high, and the release short enough that notes don't blur into each other. Turn off any extra oscillators for now. A useful way to think about it is this. Short sub notes give you a tighter, more agile roller, while longer notes give you a heavier, more sustained undercurrent. Shorter is often better if your break is busy and chopped. Longer can work if the drums are simpler and the bass needs to carry more of the pressure. Why this works in D&B is because jungle and roller bass lines often feel heavy through the gaps they leave. The bass isn't just sitting under the drums. It's answering them. That interaction is what creates that dangerous, classic rolling feeling. Next, give the bass some controlled grit so it translates on smaller speakers. The sub on its own might feel good in the studio, but on laptops or smaller systems, it can disappear. Add saturator, then EQ8, and if needed utility. Keep the drive modest, somewhere around 2 to 6 dB to start. If the level gets sharp, use soft clip, then high pass the grit layer if necessary so the real sub stays clean and separate. The key move here is separation. Keep the sub mono and centered. Let the distortion create harmonics above it. That way the bass is still physically solid down low, but it has enough audible edge to be felt on less than perfect speakers. What to listen for is whether the bass becomes clearer without turning fuzzy. If it sounds more urgent, that's good. If the low end starts to feel hairy or unstable, back off the drive or filter the distorted signal more aggressively. Now go back into the MIDI clip and shape the groove. This is where the roller starts to come alive. Vary the note lengths a little. Adjust the velocity so the phrase breathes, and if the groove needs it, nudge one or two notes slightly off the grid, just tiny amounts. You're aiming for human pull, not sloppy timing. A bassline that is perfectly gridlocked can sound stiff against breakbeats. A roller needs a conversation with the drums, not a lecture. The phrase should lean into the break and respond to its gaps. Here's another useful habit. Once the rhythm feels right, duplicate the clip and use the copy as your variation clip. That way you protect the working groove while you experiment. This is one of the smartest beginner workflows in Ableton. Keep one version functional and let the second version take the risks. Now bring the loop into context with your kick, snare, and break. Don't wait until later. This is where a lot of people go wrong. They design the bass in isolation, then discover it's fighting the snare or stepping on the kick once the drums come back in. Listen to the low-end relationship first. The bass should not erase the kick. It should not blur the snare. If the kick and bass are hitting in the exact same moment and the low end collapses, shorten one note or move one note slightly. In D&B, phrasing and arrangement often solve more than aggressive EQ. What to listen for is simple. When the snare hits, can you still feel the bass shape without it swallowing the drum crack? And when you mute the bass, does the drum loop lose its forward motion? If yes, you're in the right zone. That means the bass is actually driving the groove, not just sitting there. Now use EQ to separate sub, body, and bite. You're not trying to thin the sound out. You're trying to give every part a job. Keep the true sub energy below roughly 80 to 100 Hz. If there's mudness in the 200 to 350 HC area, cut a little there. If you want more audible character, you can leave a bit more upper mid texture or add a subtle harmonic boost, but keep the low end centered and monocompatible. If you use any stereo widening at all, keep it on the mid layer only. The sub should stay locked in the middle. Utility is your friend here. Narrow the low layer if needed. Collapse it to mono if you have to. In this style, centered low end is not a limitation. It is what makes the tune hit harder in the room. Now let's add movement, but keep it controlled. You've got two good options. One is subtle filter automation with auto filter. Open the sound slowly across the phrase if you want tension building, especially for intros or transitions. The other is better for a heavier pirate radio vibe. Separate the sub and mid layers. Keep layer 1 as a clean mono sub. Then build layer 2 as a slightly distorted or detuned mid layer, with less low end. For this kind of roller, the layered approach is often the better call, because you get roughness without sacrificing the anchor. The sub stays disciplined, while the upper layer carries the attitude. That's a very classic DNB move. A good rule is this. Let the ears read movement in the mids while the sub stays stable. That gives you pressure without chaos. And pressure is the goal. If the bass is starting to feel right, stop tweaking and consider printing it to audio. Seriously, one of the best beginner habits in Ableton is knowing when to commit. Freeze the idea before endless sound design steals the track. Once it's audio, you can slice it, reverse tails, chop fills, or duplicate it for the second drop. That's how a working loop turns into an arrangement. If you bounce it and it loses energy, that usually means the sound was relying too much on a live modulation or a fragile parameter move. In that case, rebuild the movement with clip edits and arrangement changes instead of chasing the perfect synth patch. Now shape the phrase into something DJ-friendly. Think in 8-bar and 16-bar movement. Maybe the first 4 bars are stripped down with filtered hints. Then the full bassline comes in. Then the next phrase repeats with one note removed or one fill added. Then give the turnaround a little extra attention with a reverse hit, a short stop, or a snare fill. This matters because a roller gets flat if it loops unchanged for too long. Small evolution keeps the track alive while still making it easy to mix. That's the sweet spot. Heavy enough to move a room, clean enough to serve the tune. If you want to push it darker, remember this. The sub should stay almost boring. The menace comes from the rhythm and the upper texture, not from an unstable low end. One dark recurring note can be more memorable than a busy scale run. And sometimes the most aggressive thing you can do is place a note just after the snare instead of right on top of it. Rhythm can be more violent than distortion. Before you finish, do one last mono check. Make sure the bass still feels solid when summed down. If it disappears, the low layer is probably too wide or too facey. Narrow it, filter the side heavy part higher, or simplify the layer. You want the bass to pressurize the room without stealing the identity of the drums. So here's the recap. Build the bass from a clean sub first. Keep it centered and mono. Add grit only, where it helps the sound speak on smaller systems. Use note length, velocity, and tiny timing shifts to create the roll. Check the drums early so the bass supports the kick and snare instead of fighting them. Then shape it into a short DJ-friendly phrase with one clear variation, and commit to audio once the idea is working. If you want to lock this in properly, take the mini practice challenge and build a 2-bar pirate radio roller using only operator, saturator, EQ8, utility, and auto filter. Keep it simple. No more than 5 MIDI notes. Make one clear second bar variation. Check it with drums before you start over processing anything. That's the kind of focused discipline that makes a beginner sound like they actually know what they're doing. Give it 15 minutes, trust the groove, and let the break do some of the work. That's where the rebel jungle energy lives.